How did things go out there? Did you get accomplished out there what you want to as far as guys getting to test the cleats and the lights and all that?
It was good. It was good. Gave us a chance to feel what it'll look like on Monday night, so I think everybody got something out of it.
So Jacoby's out. What kind of progress is he making? Has he run at all on the field? He said he did something inside.
No, he hasn't been on the field yet, and we're a little bit at a standstill with him right now. So we're going to keep evaluating him and see where he's at, but he's obviously out this week.
Is there potential there, Dennis, for some surgery or something like that for him?
I don't know that.
Hagan, has he learned enough to be able to help you guys Monday, or is it?
Yeah. He's come in and done a nice job and picked up what we're doing offensively, so we feel good about where he's at.
And so would he limit it at all as far as the package of plays he might have, or do you feel comfortable that you can call him?
No, I feel pretty comfortable. I mean, he's an intelligent guy. He's a pro. It's not his first rodeo. He's been in the league, and so we don't feel like we got to limit anything for him.
Have you seen a noticeable difference? I mean, because he had said that he expected to learn the whole playbook in the limited time that he had, the 3 days of practice. Have you seen a noticeable difference in what he's learned since he came in?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when you watch practice, I mean, you know, we're not having to do a whole lot of correcting. So that's a good thing. I mean, he's picked up on the offense and has a pretty good feel for what we're doing and the terminology. Like I said, he's a pro. I mean, he's done this before. So, we plan on him going in and being a productive player for us.
Expect to have Denarius Monday night?
I haven't made that decision yet on him. He's questionable for the game. So he was out there again practicing today. So all those things are good signs.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wiz is probable. Does that mean you probable to start if he plays?
No, I don't know that. He will be up for the game.
What about the other new guys, Dennis, that you've picked up since the 53-man was announced last Friday? Where are they at in terms of the learning curve, and could they contribute in the game?
Yeah, they can contribute. They're picking up. With all these guys, I mean, they're not going to be as far along as some of the guys that maybe were with us all throughout OTAs and training camp. But they've picked up. But, again, the volume of what we're doing – for one game plan is not the same as what it was for all of OTAs and training camp. So I feel like they picked up on what we're doing. And obviously, you know, we're going to be counting on some of these guys to go in and be productive players for us on Monday night. So that's part of what we do in the NFL, and that's part of what their job is.
We've talked a little bit about logistics, you know, as you settled in as a head coach in the NFL. What do you like to do 24 to 48 hours prior to kickoff, especially heading into the first regular season game?
You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about the game and trying to play the game out in my mind and play out different situations that could occur in the game. So, try to relax a little bit, but yet, constantly thinking about how we're going to play in the game and how we're going to react to different situations.
Where are you at in all this? You've had four exhibition games. Have you worked out all of the kinks do you have everything like that?
You know, hey, listen, it's a learning process for all of us. Okay. And I think every time you get a chance to go through a certain experience, you gain from it. Do I feel like I got all the answers? Absolutely not. Do I feel like, I'm ready for the challenge? Yeah, and I feel like our team's ready for the challenge.
Who's going to return kicks and punts?
Phillip Adams will return punts, and 22.
Taiwan
Jones. Golly, I couldn't think of his name for a second. He'll be returning kickoffs for us. Okay.
So getting back to Wiz, he's going to be active. Have you decided if it's going to be him or Alex?
No, we haven't made that decision yet. I'll talk to the offensive staff again tonight, and we'll do what we feel like's best for this team.
When you stepped on that field for practice tonight, Dennis, did it feel like this is about to get real?
Yeah, it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling. I think we're all excited about starting a new season, and this is why we do this, to play the games, and we're getting an opportunity to start it on Monday night.
Aside from the location of practice tonight and the time, was there anything else you did to prepare, different tonight than you prepare while you're training, while you're practicing here?
No. All we did was change the times, but everything else is pretty status quo for what we do and how we're going to do it throughout the remainder of the season.
So what kind of benefits do you think you got from practicing it tonight at their stadium?
Well, you get a chance to get out and get on the dirt. You get a chance to get under the lights again. You get a little bit more familiar with the surroundings. And I think the more familiar we are with the surroundings and playing in that environment, and the better we're going
to
be.
Do you have to game plan differently or put into effect the fact that you will have infield dirt out there? Have you ever had to deal with that in the past?
Well, no, not on a home game. I mean, we've come and played the Raiders before in a preseason game. But yeah, I think you got to take that into account. I mean, you know, it's no different than they talk about in baseball, you know, understanding how the ball's going to carry them off the wall and being able to play those things. It's the same thing out there on the dirt. And we know that we're going to have to play on it, and not everybody plays on it, so we want to try to use it to our advantage.
You got a taste of it with Denver last year. Is there anything else like the AFC West in the NFL?
No, it's pretty special. You know, the rivalries that are here in the AFC West, you know, they've been around for a long time. This is a division that's gone, you know, virtually unchanged for a long time. So there's a lot of passion in this division, a lot of great rivalries, and a lot of good football teams.